And now, Brian Edwards falls down a flight of stairs.
Hey, Brian, what? No, watch out. No! Oh, Brian! No! Oh, my God, he's falling down so many stairs! Oh, my God, watch out for the old lady! No! Brian, no! Duck! Duck in the next flight! No, no! No, don't fall over the railing! Oh, my God! Oh, thank God he stopped. Oh, thank God, Brian. Here, just take a few more steps back upstairs now. No! Oh! Oh, he fell again! No! No! Oh, only 40 more floors to go!
Oh my God! www.hollywoodgyros.com.
It's the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money with your hosts Joe, Child Support Riley, and Brian with my dog Edwards.
Hey, yeah,
all
right.
Hey, this is Brian. Oh wait, no.
You're Joe. Oh. You're Joe. I'm Brian.
Oh, man, I get that wrong all the time. Well, hey, podcasters, listen, this is the Hollywood Gyros.
We need money. We're out of money.
Cutting right to the chase.
Right to the chase. You know, we need your money, not just any monies. We need your money.
And listen, you know, you hear this podcast, you think it's cheap and easy, but it costs sometimes upwards of $7.50.
It's hard.
You know, $7.50 to make these podcasts. So we need the money. We're sick of eating dog food when we record.
Sick of being stuck in the ninth level of hell.
Our neighbors just fucking hate us. And, we gotta raise some money, so we have the Joe in the Jungle Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon.
Wait a minute, Joe. Can I make some guarantees?
What?
You donate to this podcast, we guarantee you'll be listening to it in the form of an MP3 file.
Wow, and you know what? Hey, while we're talking guarantees, you buy this podcast, you listen, if you donate, we guarantee that we used microphones while recording this podcast.
No, you can't.
Microphones.
You can't guarantee that. That's just nuts.
I just did.
You see my co-pilot here? He's insane. He's just giving it away, all right?
Well, and speaking of, Brian, you were just mentioning to me a guarantee earlier.
Talking guarantees, I guarantee I'll be using the bathroom in the next 10 minutes and taking a massive dump.
Oh, well, and see, and folks, and these are the guarantees you get when you donate to our podcast. Oh, hey, we're going to go to a quick commercial right now, so stick around and keep calling in with those donations.
Commercial break! Commercial!
Hey, Phil, check this out. I went to that new bar down the street, got a nice burger, only $12, bacon, pretzel bun, everything.
Tell me about it, man. My veggie burger I got up the street only ran me $13.72, and it tastes like the real thing.
Really? I only spent 99 cents on my burger from Wendy's. But I guess you guys just have money flowing out your ears.
Hey, Cindy? Everyone thinks you're a big bitch.
Wendy's, come for lunch.
Doo-doo-doo.
All right, hey, we're back from a commercial. Hold on a second. I'm just getting something from our producer. We have a local comedian here is coming in. His name is Jackknife Jones.
Is he on? Is he in studio?
He is actually. He's coming out right now. There he is with the mohawk.
Hi, I got a joke for y'all. Black guy, Mexican, Jewish guy walk into a bar. Black guy says, "Hey, fuck you, spick." Mexican guy says, "Hey, fuck you, cock," and the Jewish guy says, "Fuck you, nigger," and the bartender says, "Get out of my bar, faggot." The fuck y'all don't like that? Fuck you.
Thank you, Jackknife Jones. That was
did not help the
Tom, can you escort him out?
fuck this shit, man.
I don't know if it's...
pay me my money.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it's possible. We had $13.97 on the board, and it just went back to zero. So apparently you can take your donations back.
We guarantee your children are corrupted now. It's a new guarantee we have.
Guaranteed. We will corrupt your children. That is a guarantee.
Oh, hold on a second. The phone lines are lighting up here. Phone lines are lighting up.
Oh, we got a caller. We're going to take our first caller for the telephone. Hopefully this is a big donation, huh?
Hey, y'all got that. Thank God y'all open. I'm fucking hammered. All right, get me one large pepperoni pizza.
You know this isn't a pizza place that we just threw you out.
The fuck is this? This ain't no pizza place.
No, wait, is this Jackknife Jones? We just escorted him from the...
Is this Jackknife Jones?
Yeah, it's Jackknife. What was this?
Who's controlling the soundboard? Somebody cut this guy off.
Fuck, where's my pizza?
How do we not know how to turn off this phone call?
Is anybody on this? No, I...
Oh, I am fucked up.
Jackknife, we might be able to get you a pizza if you donate.
How much?
How does $2 sound?
Fuck you.
Well, we have another commercial coming up, so stick around. We'll be right back.
It's the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money. Brought to you by Match Fantastic. Find your perfect date down by the docks. Now, with 50% less date rape.
Hi, my name's Langston, and I've been a member of MatchFantastic.com for 2 years. It seems like every message I get from the girls on this site, they're always asking me to wire them $300 to the Philippines through Western Union. And it seems like when I go on these dates with some of these girls, they bring along their family, like I'm supposed to feed a family of 8. Look, I'm an associate who makes a lean $23,500 a year. I drive a Dodge Chrysler. I'm not made of money. I shop at Ross, unless we go to like a taco truck, because then I can buy tacos for everybody. And I'm starting to think this whole site is just full of scammers. That and gypsies. A lot of gypsies.
Oh boy, let me tell you, bro. My buddy told me you gotta get on that WWW. So I go to Match Fantastic. What was going on there was crazy. I met up with a girl. She was a very pretty girl. We met down by the docks. She said, "Hey, do you do roofing?" I said, "Is that some sign of code word?" She said, "No, roofing." I said, "Oh, I know what that means. I'll be right there." To my surprise, when I came over, she handed me a ladder. I was doing her tiles. I did her driveway. I was feeling hot and sweaty. I said, "Now it's time. What's going on?" She said, "You smell pretty bad, bro." I said, "I know, I've been roofing for a week." She brought me into the bathroom. She handed me a towel and said, "Please shower now." I was getting all crazy, like, what's gonna happen in the shower? I get in. I started showering. I took soap. I was washing and rubbing my nipples. I was rubbing my private part. And I said, "I'm ready for you." She handed me some underwear. She handed me some t-shirt. And she said, "Please get dressed and leave. Come back on Monday for some more work. If you want those good ladies that not too easy and play hard to get, then you want them, I recommend the Matchy Fantastic in .web.www.forever.
MatchFantastic.com. Meet your perfect date today, down by the docks.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm the CEO of MatchFantastic.com. We just wanted to broadcast this message to all of our users. Please stop with the sexual assault from our members. We have some report of some Spanish guy who just wants to keep meeting by the docks. That's got flagged many times. There's a man who just pisses in every girl's mouth. Listen, we are sick of it, all right? Enough with the sexual stuff. Some guy just doesn't wear condoms anytime. And he literally just fires off all over the room. And this is disgusting, all right? I am a CEO, all right? Please get your act together or we're going to have to make some changes on the site. This is Kevin.
We're back! This is a great time to look at our donation board! Woo! How much we got? Let's take a look at the board!
Survey says...
Well, Well, we're still at zero.
Still at zero.
But, okay. You know, that's okay. You know, it's a telethon. Just please keep calling in. We have received one call right now from a pizza, guy wanting a pizza.
We've got a dedicated crew of people on the phone lines. Todd over there, how you doing over there? Are we getting any calls in?
No.
All right, that's our intern, Todd. And Todd, just want to put it out there for legal purposes. We are not paying you for this telethon. You will not be paid for your services.
Not even college credit. We will not sign off.
No, we are not affiliated with any university.
All right.
All right, Todd. Yeah. Hey, Todd, we heard you had a crazy weekend. What'd you do?
I saw that Russell Crowe movie.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. Thank you,
Todd.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of energy. Bringing energy to the telethon. Really helping the numbers.
Todd, everyone. Hey, guys, we're going to give you a little treat right now. We're going to take you over to our phone lines.
That's right.
Where we're going to show you the donation process in action.
We have our operator standing by right now. Let's head on over.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I want to make a donation to the podcast.
Dalmatian? This is not a pet store.
Would you like to take down my information? I have my credit card ready here. I'd like to donate $30.
$30? You know I could do with $30? That's like a full day's pay.
No, it's a Visa card. It's a Visa.
Hold on. You're telling me you know where to get a Visa, bro?
Can you just put me through to somebody who can take my information down and take this donation, please?
Hey, real quick, we'll get into that whatever. What you do today? We gonna make friends? Then we talk business.
Forget it. Goodbye. Thank you.
Hey, what's crawled up by his crack?
Okay, clearly, no one explained to him what his job was and that he was supposed to be taking donations, so...
Todd, where did you find this guy?
Matchfantastic.com.
You found our phone operator on a dating site?
He had 5 stars on Match Fantastic. Oh my god.
So let's take a commercial break real quick. We'll be right back.
It's the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money. Call in your donations now.
You've seen him play inmate number 2 in Shawshank Redemption, the sequel, The Second Redemption. Coming this summer to Council Bluffs, Iowa, it's Perry Mingles!
Hey, what's the deal with coins? I mean, I've already got dollars, why do I need change?
See him perform across all 5 Midwestern states. Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Nebraska.
I mean, the other day, I lost a sock. I mean, why did they make 2 of them? Hey, it's okay. What's the deal with bacon? I mean, I already have a pig. It's my wife. Hey, thank you. Happy Easter.
Hey.
If you're looking for laughs, just come on down to Council Bluffs, Iowa this summer to see Perry Mingles at the Dairy Queen.
Hey, we're back!
What's that?
What's that? Oh, you want to know what that is?
I want to know.
We have another local comedian.
Oh, man. Special treat. Did not expect him in the building, but we got a local stand-up comedian, Perry Mingles, here to help the telethon. Perry, come on.
Hey! Whoa! Glad to be here at the telecast. The podcasting, that's the radio of the future. What's the deal with people listening to podcasts? I mean, why don't you just turn on the radio?
Hey,
you're too kind. Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you. So, the other day, I went to Whole Foods. I was like, hey, I can buy whole food here. I don't think, you know, that guy knows. He knows what I'm talking about. So, the other day, I went to McDonald's, and I said, hey, where's Ronald McDonald? I'm at a McDonald's. So, you know, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Thank you, Perry.
Perry Mingles.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
It's the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money. Brought to you by Whole Foods.
I don't like money, so when the new Whole Foods opened up in my neighborhood, I immediately ran there and took out a big loan in order to buy 3 carrots and a bushel of grapes.
Yeah, you know, I was never able to get the shopping experience that I've always wanted. And once Whole Foods opened, and I saw the rich ladies yelling at the lower class cashiers, I just knew that this was right for our neighborhood.
If I had to choose between my wife and my two beautiful daughters and Whole Foods, I'd really have to think about it.
Yeah, listen, I don't want my family to have any GMOs. I don't know what GMOs are, but Whole Foods told me they're bad.
We're back.
I'm looking at the big board right now, and we're actually at negative 37.42.
Oh, yeah. Moment.
I don't know that was even possible.
No, you know, I had to buy a pair of headphones while we recorded this.
Well, why did you put it up on the big board is my question.
Well, I didn't want to use my own money, so okay. I used the telethon money, and as we had none, I figured it... Well, it's on
Todd,
credit.
Todd, are you controlling the big board? Why are you putting us in the negative, man? We're trying to make money here, okay? I know this guy's been jerking off our money throughout this whole telethon, but did you have to put it on the big board, Todd?
I guess not.
Thank you, Todd.
Let's blame Todd for this. And just call it a day. Well, hey, Brian, wait a minute. Hold on a second. We're getting a very special announcement right now.
Oh, I know what this is.
Yeah. Apparently, the South Street Players, the local performance theater group.
Great bunch of guys.
Oh, definitely. They just sent us a personal video in support of the telethon.
That's all the support we can get. We'll take it, right?
Yeah, let's check out this video.
All right.
Hey, thanks for having us on the South Street Players. We're producing our new musical this summer. It's called Grease. I think you heard of it.
Hey, Danny, what'd you do this summer?
Well, I took her dancing. Then we went to the beach. And guess what else we did?
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
Yeah, fuck that bitch!
Yeah!
Yeah, then I put it in her ass!
Yeah. Did you wear a condom?
No! Yeah, woo, Grease!
Fucking Grease!
Grease!
Bring the family!
Well, that...
Todd, cut the tape.
That was wildly inappropriate, and I hope no children were up listening to this.
We apologize in retrospect.
And furthermore, I don't think Grease is sung that way.
Todd, where the hell did you find these jokers?
YouTube.
Yo, fuck you, Todd!
God damn it, Todd. Again.
They had a lot of views. It was like a couple thousand.
Jesus, Todd! This isn't the time or place!
Of course they had views! It was obscene!
Wow, you think that, you know, every possible thing has already gone wrong, and actually it hasn't. It's gotten much worse in the last 10 minutes.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Frank Valdez. I'm calling to make a donation to the telethon.
Hey, do you know Juan Valdez?
Well, actually, yes, but probably a different one.
Yeah. Hey, you talking about the one from Temecula, brother? That one with that funky chicken, brother?
I want to use PayPal.
PayPal?
I got a PayPal payment for the gyros thing.
What's a PayPal?
It's actually a digital wallet. It's kind of interesting. There's it's a digital wallet.
Oh, digital! That's like the new way.
Yeah, it's technology. Listen, I would like to make a donation of $28.
Wait a second. If you got a digital wallet, who's keeping track of your real wallet?
I had a Spider-Man Velcro wallet, but my wife just made me throw it out, so now I just got a normal one. Listen, where can I make my PayPal donation? Is this the telethon?
Let me tell you. I came to the station. This person says, do you know what a telethon is? I said, sure I do. They said, okay, answer the phone. I said, yes. I don't know why everybody being so aggressive and so hostile.
Sir.
We'll be right back with the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money.
Hi, I'm Reese Tilbin, and welcome to your Spurt Center Minute.
The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, was caught naked in the shower after Cincinnati's 27-10 loss to Baltimore. And the carpet does match the drapes. In basketball news, Blake Griffin was caught drinking a beer at a local bar in Los Angeles. More on this top story later in the show. Buffalo Bills kicker Dan Carpenter was caught under-tipping at Duff's Bar and Grill in downtown Buffalo.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not too surprised. The way the Bills have been this season, under-tipping is certainly a big concern for the team.
We head over to tennis and the Australian Open, where somebody hacked into Maria Sharapova's cell phone and posted nude pictures of her all over the internet. We've got all the photos on the Spurt Center website.
For all your Spurts news coverage, tune in to Spurt Center.
Hi, this is Tony Malfoni for Ronkonkoma Glove World. Are you ready for the winter season? Have you made a big spill in the kitchen and need something to clean it up with? Are you about to enter the ring and get your face beat in? Come on down to Tony Malfoni's Glove World. We've got over 20,000 pairs in every style and variety. Ronkonkoma, we got all your gloves in stock. So come on down, Tony Malfoni's Glove World, Ronkonkoma.
If you want those, we've got them. If you want gloves, we've got them. Gloves for the winner. Gloves for the cow. Gloves for the kitchen. Gloves for the bar. Want gloves. We've got them.
Tony Malfoni's Glove World, Mount Conkoma.
Exit 59 off the LIE.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money.
I've had it up to here with this gosh darn podcast.
Hey.
I'm going to take my money and put it in a bank account, all right? You just lost a donation. You just lost a donation.
You getting fresh with me? You need to check your manners, bro.
Yes, sir.
You got it pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Coming from this country, bro. You need to know. You got aggressive. No. You got a problem. You got a problem you need to work on.
No.
That's for you, self.
You got a problem coming to this country, not taking my PayPal payments, and thinking you're going to take jobs from everyday Americans.
Is pay... Hey, I went on Craigslist, no mention of PayPal. I went on Yahoo, no mention of PayPal. I go on porno, no mention of PayPal.
Well, guess what? This isn't the Middle East anymore. You're in America. You're in America. And Americans use PayPal. Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
Do you understand what a telethon is supposed to do? We're supposed to make money.
We need this guy to fill our equal opportunity quota, or else the feds are going to be on our asses.
And he's been running up the phone bill.
Yes, excuse me, Guatemalan man? He's not even asking. He's in a full-on conversation, not even responding.
Be getting along when it's time for a telethon.
I think I'm just going to use my money to buy some weed, but thank you.
We'll be back. We have a special celebrity guest when we come back.
Oh, you're not going to believe this.
Stallone is in the building.
We'll be back.
Looking for a sensual adventure? Trying to spice things up in your marriage? Well, join AshleyMadison.com, where you can find your perfect affair. But don't take my word for it. Listen to these real testimonials.
Hi, my name is Jin Stevens. The other day I went on the internet to buy a new air compressor when I saw a bookmark page. Oh, AshleyMadison.com. What could this be? Well, guess what? I clicked on it, and it was a cheating site. My wife has been cheating and ruining our marriage because of your damn site. You just ruined my marriage. You just ruined my marriage. So now, my kids are asking all kinds of questions like, hey, Daddy, why is the strange Puerto Rican man in the truck picking Mommy up? Well, guess what? I'm giving them your number. You're answering my kids. You're answering my kids. Because I am done. All right? I am done.
Looking for a little change? Is the old routine just not doing it anymore? Well, join AshleyMadison.com, where you can have an affair. Nobody will know.
My name's Taylor. I really fucked up bad. I used AshleyMadison.com, got involved. I was really into cougars at the time. I got involved with this 45-year-old woman from Beverly Hills. And I showed up to the house. I was just curious, okay? I wasn't gonna actually do it until my buddies just peer pressured me into it and called me a pussy. So I went over to the house and he was already dead by the time I got there. She hands me the knife. Now my fingerprints are on the knife and she's threatening to turn me into the police unless I continue to have sex with her whenever she wants. I'm a freshman in college.
AshleyMadison.com.
Hey, we're back!
Our donation board went down another $98 as Time Warner just called.
Who's spending the money?
Our internet bill.
Todd, who is spending the money? And why are you posting it on the big board?
I don't know, guys. Quit nagging me.
Todd, fuck you! So fucking sick of Todd!
Stupid fucking telethon, stupid idea from the start.
Oh, I know it was, but we need the damn money, Brian.
Who the fuck hired an intern anyway? Who hired an intern?
I did. But you know, there's one redeeming quality. We have a celebrity answering the phones. We have Sylvester Stallone's brother, Frank Stallone.
Hey, how you doing, y'all? This is Frankie Stallone.
Frank Stallone.
You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, why not?
Want to hear a joke? Dog walks into a bar. He says, bark, bark. Bartender says, what is this? This ain't no fucking veterinarian.
Frank Stallone, everyone. Frank Stallone.
We got one more for you. Dog walks into the mall. Dog looks for a hat. Store owner says, you fucking dog. This ain't no veterinarian.
Right. Frank Stallone. Thank you.
All right. I got a first call right here. Hello, welcome to the telethon.
Hey there, Frank. My name is Bob Kenny.
Hey, Bob.
Listen, I just want to call and say I love you in the Rambo movies.
Oh, that was not me. That was my brother, Sylvester Stallone. This is Frank Stallone, aspiring comedian.
Okay. Well, I've no questions for you. Bye.
All right. Well, you could go fuck yourself.
All right. Well, there's
27 fucking years I'm dealing with my brother. Aren't you that Sylvester Stallone? This is Frank Stallone.
Okay,
I'm not Sylvester Stallone. I wasn't in Rocky. I wasn't in Rocky
Frank,
2.
I
wasn't in Rocky 3. I had a cameo in Rocky 4.
Okay, it's...
Fuck you if you don't know who I am.
Here, take some pizza, Frank. It's okay.
Got pepperoni?
Hold on, we gotta take a quick commercial. We'll be right back with Frank Stallone and some more telethon.
It's the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money.
Hi, listen. The other day, I went out to a 5-star restaurant, and I pulled up to the valet with my Chrysler PT Cruiser, gave the guy the keys. No lie, the guy says, listen, I see fancy cars all day, but this is a piece of shit. And I said, no, you're wrong. It's a PT Cruiser. And he said, nope, get the fuck out of my parking lot. And, you know, it's just, it's comments like that that make you realize how much attention a PT Cruiser gets you. And it really is positive.
We're back.
Hold on a second. We have a call coming through, Ashley. What was this? Hello, you're on the air.
Is this the hospital?
I've fallen down at my emergency checker. Can you send the ambulance over, please?
Oh, you really should call 911, lady. This is a podcast telethon.
Sherry, is that you? Sherry?
Fuck is going on? What kind of ship you guys running?
Oh my God! Please, somebody call 911. This lady has fallen down and has called a podcast telethon promotion to get help.
I can't feel my leg.
Oh my God! Oh my God! That sounds
bitch
horrible.
Realize Frank Stallone's on the fucking line.
Oh yeah, that is a good question. Before we call an ambulance for you, do you have any questions for Frank Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's brother? You're talking to a celebrity.
No, I'm not interested in a subscription to your magazine.
Fucking
senile bitch.
Oh, hello? Oh, my God. I think she's dead. I think she just died on the phone, Frank.
Hey, speaking of dead, I got a joke.
Please hang up. Dog
walks into a basketball game. Basketball players stop. He says, "The fuck? This ain't no veterinarian."
Oh, we gotta take a commercial break.
I only shop for the most organic of foods. So when I walked into Whole Foods, I was so delighted to see that one of their clients was shitting in a blender.
Yeah, when I buy my food, I want it to taste like shit. So I went to Whole Foods. That's all.
So I talked to my friend Liz on the phone the other day, and she told me that I have to live my life gluten-free. So I immediately went to Whole Foods and took a dump in the register.
Will someone answer the damn phone?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a donation at $50 for the Hollywood Giants podcast. I get the t-shirt, right? If I make the donation, I get the t-shirt.
Hold on. Everyone talking about gyros. This ain't a food place. This is a telephone-a-thon.
Okay, that's great. Can you just take down my info? I have my card ready. The number's 5432-8976.
Hey, let me tell you the point of a telephone-a-thon. One person pick up. They talk to the other person, make a friend. I'm going to tell you what I do today.
Listen, I don't give a shit about your day. Just let me make the fucking donation.
I get to this country by crossing a river.
Oh my God.
It wasn't easy. There was no boat. I had to give up a lot of things to make it to the promised land. Once I got here, my buddy said, "Hey, brother, we got a job outside of a big orange building. They call it Home Depot." I said, "Home Depot."
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You've really ensured that I will never listen to this piece of crap podcast again. Thanks.
I get up in the morning. I put my pant legs on one leg at a time, bro. With no cartels, and I say, it's good to be alive when I see the sunny day!
Not even close.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I joined MatchFantastic.com to find a soulmate. When I first joined, I was looking for a girl who was really into bats. Yeah, I just like a girl who's into bats. I'm allergic to bats, but I think it's a good trait to have in a woman. I wanted a girl who was fully shaven. I don't want a girl with a beard.
Hi, I'm John, and I am on Match Fantastic. I had a date the other night, and she had the perfect amount of hair on her two little toes, and that just drives me insane. And I'm hoping to find a few more on Match Fantastic.
What I like about Match Fantastic is that most of the women I come across indicate that they live alone, and that works out great for me.
Hi, this is Kevin from Match Fantastic again. Listen, I went outside this morning and somebody wrote "cum dump" on my car. Now, I am sick and goddamn tired of all this stuff going on with this site. One guy, we got a report, one guy, first, as soon as he sees a girl in the date, he just pulled out his tinkler and just started squeezing his wiener in front of the girl. He never even said hello yet. Never even, waiters have testified to this. There's a man by the docks just blowing kisses. We have reports, the other day, some guy went to a restaurant, just bent over and farted on a girl without even getting her name. All right, this is sick. It's a dating site, people. You can't just go meet with a girl, and spit on her feet because you say in your culture, that's how you say hello. Now get your shit together, and I'm sorry for cursing, but this is Kevin, CEO of Match Fantastic, and I need a website. This has been Kevin, CEO of Match Fantastic.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Gyro Podcast Jungle Podcast Gyro.
Pull him out of his seat. He's supposed to be answering telephone calls. Joe,
everything.
Joe, why is he out of his seat? Why is he introducing the telethon?
Todd, manage the talent.
What's the problem?
Just go back to your seat and answer phone calls. We pay you, we're paying you to pick up the phone, write down the people's information, their credit card number.
What?
That's important. Take down their credit card number because we need to take donations. Our job here today, this is why we hired you, is to make money, not lose it. We're losing it right now.
Wait. Are you saying we need to make money on the Hollywood Gyros podcast coming back from the commercial?
Thank you. Back to your seat, please. Back to your seat. Thank you. Joe.
Okay. I go peaceful. Hey, time out. I'm going peacefully. I'm going peacefully on the Hollywood Gyro podcast promotional consideration.
All right. Thank you. Joe, get off Amazon. Get off Amazon and get up here. Look, you're putting us more in the negative. We're at a negative -128.34 now.
Hey, is Amazon with PayPal?
For the love of God, get back to your seat.
I'm going back to my seat. You know, I'm coming here to help.
All right, I'm going to take a five.
The only podcast that tapes at 1 a.m. in a residential building that's sure to piss off Brian's neighbors.
And now, we join Joe and Brian for one of their Hollywood Gyros writing sessions. That's it. I have had it. I'm moving back to New York. I've had it.
Musical guest, Joe and the Jungle.
Hey, guys. We got a little treat for you now. We're going to play an original song for you guys. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Our phone like operator, he brought some taquitos in for us.
Yeah.
But this song is called Manchester. Ready, Todd? Get on those controls. Ready to hit record.
Stop, race, go. likes bad. Greets man, tells man of everlasting life. And in the fields, I see my own two eyes watching, searching, living my life.
Hey, Todd, how are the levels there?
God.
What? You weren't recording the whole damn time?
You are a waste of life.
Fuck you,
waste
God.
Of life.
Fuck you.
Don't you just shut up.
Oh, this podcast is a disaster. We got a useless intern, some Mexican.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Calm
Guatemalan.
Down the racist
Guatemalan.
Dialogue,
he's Guatemalan. Right? I'm sorry. He's Guatemalan.
We've been flagged a few times by the FCC already. I don't want them on our asses.
We're just in over our heads, man. We're...
Ooh. All right, well, that's the end of our telethon. Brian, can you read the grand total on the board?
-$325.
Hey! Yeah. At least there's numbers up there.
You got something.
All right, so we have something to make up for. We've actually got to go to court now. Todd brought HR in to write us up. Yeah, fuck you, Todd.
You can't do that to people.
Oh, fuck you, Todd.
You just got to consider my feelings sometimes.
Oh.
And thank you for listening. Whatever, it doesn't really fucking
hey guys,
matter.
One thing.
Yeah, Todd?
Fuck you.
Oh! Todd burned us!
You jerk!
You dick, Todd! Oh. Well, that's Hollywood Jerry's podcast!
Bye-bye.
Hey! Yep. Well, see you later! Oh.
Hey.
This has been the Hollywood Gyros Podcast Telethon for more money. Brought to you by Whole Foods, Match Fantastic, musical guest Joe in the Jungle, and of course your hosts, Joe Riley and Brian Edwards, and listeners like you.
Hollywood Gyros is produced by Brian Edwards and Joe Riley. Recorded in Hollywood, USA.